I was listening like on the way. Cause sometimes I like to like listen to songs and like go by theme. Feel me? That's how I'm gonna decide like the next song, right?
Heard you.
And the theme was, who has better collaborations? Drake and Kanye or Drake and Jay-Z?
I thought we just set off mic. We're not talking about these niggas.
This in the episode. I'm just saying, bro. It's not in the episode. I'm just saying.
It might as well be.
Drake and Jay-Z make bad music together, bro.
Drake and Jay-Z make bad music together.
Yeah, like pop style with like the throne version.
Yeah, I can't remember any
that
of the
was
songs
the worst
they
song
together, for real, for
ever,
real.
Bro.
Yeah, they got like one good song.
Which is one?
Love All.
Oh, nah. Pound Cake was Pound Cake? No. Paris Mo. What's the name of that song?
It's Pound Cake.
It's Pound Cake. Okay.
But the thing is, Drake was fire on that. And then Jay was like, cake. And just like did the whole bar, like cake bar. Fuck that shit. Yo, can you play one song? Or can I play one song?
What's the one song where he was like, Drake, here's how they gonna get at you.
Light up.
Yeah, that song's hard. I fuck with that song.
Cool. Hoes turn their heads like, cause I'm the man of the out. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Like, shut up. Like,
but that song's hard, though. Maybe not. Yeah, that's just ass, bro. No bullshit. It's hard. Because what the fuck is wrong? Why you come in like that?
No.
You're Jay-Z.
No.
Like, Jay-Z. Jay-Z at the point of career, he's just
like,
bullshit.
But Jay-Z
just
has some dips, bro. I'm not going to
like, you're Jay-Z, bro.
Jay-Z's got a lot of highs, but his lows
are... I mean,
is that
not bound to happen when you do something for so long?
Nah, that nigga was trying to...
He's not forever.
He thought he had the fountain of youth on that one.
Nah, that was bad. Yo, can I play a song that was like, it was so cringy on the way there. I couldn't just help but just...
On the way to where?
To my girl's crib yesterday, last night.
You like do the Bluetooth?
I did. I want y'all to listen to it. This was on Blueprint 3. I didn't know they had this collab. This is...
Welcome.
This is bad, bro.
I don't remember this one.
Can you hear it?
Oh, God. Jay-Z in the house.
For the clothes?
Huh?
Is it for the clothes?
You let me know. Is that we intro in the pod?
Like, this is for Pharrell.
If it is, that says a lot.
Swizz Beatz?
Timbaland and Young Guru.
Oh, shit. I'm so tomorrow to order margin yesterday, which means you're more time than late. So even if I slow it down, my sound is fast forward. Hold up. I'm just a runway show, but I wear this on my plane, even runway clothes. Cashmere sweats, they come out next year, but these my last year sweats.
Shit fire. And my old shit. Shout Guru. New chick can't fuck with my old
bitch. That shit's pretty good. Shit.
Just wait on it.
Then Drake comes in.
How y'all think Drake is about to come in on this?
On some singing shit.
See. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all. Why you sound like that?
Always want to fight every level. What are these layers that I'm hearing? Bring your future back. Y'all are steady chasing the flame, and we all match. All the ties close. I think it's a bad song. It's just dating.
It's so great.
This is Drake. Because you can't bring your future back. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Brim's, we all bad. Damn, he is Tim's, we all bad. Still making money, could be still
on that. Same black verse white, my nigga. What is Drake know, bro?
But I think he's going off of everything like Jay said in the past. Like, Chris, we off that. Tim's, we off that. Oversized shirts, we off that.
I'm this, man.
It's cringy, bro.
Yeah, who turned it off, bro?
Tomorrow, bitch.
Bitch. That's really how he said it.
I thought it was bad.
Yeah, bro. Jay-Z. I don't think that's a bad song either. I just think, no. Yeah, I do. But I will say that song, like, that's like one of those songs where it's like you listen to it in 2011 and it's like, okay.
Yeah, you feel me?
That was 2009.
Like, in the time. It sounds like something.
Okay.
That era.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I can give it a pass because, again, that's when the worst music ever was being made.
I was about to say, is that a bad period, huh?
When did that drop exactly? Like, what day? It says it at the bottom.
What day?
Not day, but like what month? Like, what was the season, the time period?
Season. We talking September 8th. 2009.
It's a very interesting song. I don't know.
Into the fall.
Yeah.
Telling niggas we off that. Tim's, we off that. We off Tim's?
And that nigga, that's a nigga from New York. That's a nigga from New York letting a nigga from Toronto say that. Those are two of the coldest places.
I listen to that nigga, man.
Nigga, you need Tim's. It's cold. Like, you wear it's snowy.
We gonna act like Tim's is really, like, weather resistant?
It is.
Not really. Get some Uggs if you really like cold, my nigga.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, I ain't never even seen wear Tim's.
Oh.
What?
I think I said Uggs. I was about to say, this nigga be wearing Uggs all the time.
Bro.
I've never seen you wear. Man. I've never seen you wear Timbs.
I think Uggs is because you want to be on some cozy shit.
I saw you wear the Timbs in the video that you showed me, but I never seen it with my own eyes. Like the video that showed me you doing the Timbs. Construction shit, and you like they're too small.
Y'all went around that nigga in high school. That nigga used to have Timbs.
Huh?
I see you used to.
I had Timbs. I had the Ugg boots. I was one of the first.
There was a point in time the nigga went to Uggs. I ain't never seen him go back.
What do you mean by that?
Like you started wearing Uggs. I ain't never seen you wear Timbs.
Bro, why are you saying Uggs? Like, it was just one pair, bro.
Tom Brady got divorced. Uggs, we off that. But that was comfy, my nigga.
That was like walking on clouds. Pats, we off that. What else is you off that? Everybody got to give an answer. What you off that?
What am I off, bro?
The part I'm off that.
What's just got to die? What's just got to die, bro?
That's a good one. Let me think about that for real. Something that
what are we off?
I be seeing niggas wear it. I'm like, I don't like that.
I know when I see it.
Tight. I can't just think of the top of my head, but there'd be certain things I'm like, could never be me.
Someone got one.
Plaid shorts.
We off that.
Wait.
That's different though.
Hey, George, niggas wear plaid shorts.
That's just like you grew up. I feel like you never wore plaid shorts. 11 years old. You never had like some plaid shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hard, bro.
What was your color combos? I had black and white.
I had the black and white.
That's like black and gray.
Blue and white. Gotta have the red. The green, red, and white.
The red one was fine.
That's the real belligerence right there. The burgundy and the red and the green.
Despicable, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's why we off that.
European designer. We off that.
Are we off that?
Not yet, but hopefully we can make that transition.
Hopefully we off that.
Yeezys. We off that.
Who's saying that?
Hey, nobody in here. Wait, whoa.
Yeezys don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, I got the Yeezys on.
Oh, we got the Yeezys on.
You part of a dying breed.
Oh, we off Dion. That.
All right, man, let's get right into
intro,
it.
Intro, we off that.
Facts. Hopefully by the end of the episode, I got an answer for that.
Nah, everybody,
that question.
Everybody think about it. What are we off that? What we got to announce that? Like, yo, get out of there, bro. Drill music, we off that?
Drill, we off that? I was never really on it for real.
Hmm?
I was never really on it for real. The drill scene. Yeah, I was never a big fan to begin with.
Yeah.
It's hard though.
Why nigga, that fucking hoodie, nigga.
We are.
What hoodie?
Hoodies with the back flap, we off that.
Nigga called it a fucking hoodie, bro.
I fuck with that shit. I wear that shit again, probably.
I bet you do. I bet you do, nigga.
We off that.
Woo.
That nigga's like my back. We off that. How about that?
Nigga still thinking about it. Hey, man. You already know we rocking. It's another special episode of the greatest podcast ever. It's bad
for the community.
Every episode
can be a special episode.
Every episode's a special episode because when we get on these mics.
Pause.
It's chemistry, bro.
How's that pause, nigga?
Facts, bro. Everything up. Pause, we off that.
Get that bitch the mic, but she ain't spitting out no rhymes.
Stop taking my mic, nigga.
Wait. That's not one of the hardest bars ever, bro.
That's a fire line. You should be proud of that one.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
But then you be hesitating to say it, though.
Grant your girl wishes like a genie, bust it down and bring the magic back.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's not wavy.
I like the first one.
Double entendre, bro.
Nigga, we all get it.
Lakers fans will appreciate.
That's why I'd be like,
double entendre, don't even ask me how. Come on, G.
Come on, nigga.
But hey, man. It's hard, though. It's Young Rob on the mic. It's Tomo to my left.
With no mic.
With no mic.
Damn,
we got St. East to his left.
What's good?
We got Nate Nix in the room.
Hello, how you doing?
We got Dion in the room. Yes. And
just
know he made some type of noise. Hey, and we got a special guest with us. We got, is this Carter in the building? Can we make some noise for my man? We don't got the right sound.
There's the applause on there. It's one of them.
Is one of them? Let's see it. Let's see.
We gotta take the time to like fix that back up.
There you go.
I like the bombs better.
There we go.
I like the bombs better.
Sure you
bombs
do.
Is better. We gotta add some noises in here, bro.
Nah, I'm saying I like the balls better as a force.
What's wrong with that? Y'all got some sus minds. I don't know what's going on.
No, it's not sus. It's terrorism. That's what.
Like, after I said it, I was like, okay, all right, whatever.
We off that.
Huh? What?
Terrorism? We off that.
I don't think we was ever on it, nigga.
I don't know, bro.
I hope not.
I don't know if the government off that yet. But hey, man, if y'all don't know, Carter is a very talented photographer in the Boston creative scene. He's also dabbling into rap. And we're going to talk about that, too. We're going to talk about it for sure. But I appreciate you coming through. I know it's if you ask Tomo, I mean, yeah, Tomo and Nate, it's about time we got you on here. You feel me? So you know, we had to get you here. And a lot's been going on with you, bro. I can't hold you. This is some crazy shit going on, bro. Who is doing this to you, bro? We gotta just jump straight into it, bro.
So you're talking about the situation with like the car?
I'm talking about the windshield cracked up, and then someone leaving a note saying stop. That's wild, bro. Like there was like a couple train of thoughts that was going on in my head when I seen that, bro. I was
You know who broke it?
No. I still don't know.
Do you have like suspicions? Like,
I have no idea. Honestly, don't know.
Because
this has been going on for like a year or two now. Since
how do they even know where you live?
No idea. It's got to be someone I know.
Ops, bro. So like I said, there was like two train of thoughts when I was seeing this. When I first seen it, it's like, that's wild. That's actually super like inconvenient. You feel me? Now you got to deal with the having to pay to get it fixed and everything. And then a part of me is just like, you know how much a nigga gotta hate what you got going on, bro, to want to do that to you? Like, that's wild, bro. But, you know, based off of kind of how you addressed it, it seemed like you using it as further motivation. So, if you want to just talk about the incident, just how this has all led up to this point.
I think, it could stem from, like, a couple of different things. I don't really express myself like very well online. Mm. Like when I speak on things, it's like, I feel like it's free form. Like it's all like diary based.
Oh yeah. No. You be putting it all out there. Isn't it got the pick? You got to do the read more to like get you read through your shit. No bullshit.
Yeah, hey. So it could be like a combination of that. And like, you know, my perception in the community isn't like received well at the moment. Mm. So I've had like a lot of beef with people and, you know, just talking about shit online and, you know, just expressing my ideas and like how I feel and what I think. And then, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm in every scenario, every scene, taking photos with like everybody. So I know a lot of people and I have like a lot of personal relationships. So it can stem from that too.
I do want to give credit where it's due. Like when it comes to the photography side of things, bro, like I genuinely do think you're one of the best photographers in the city. Like there's a certain style that I would attribute to you. You feel me? Like we just talking about, we throw the lights down. Like this is Carter method. You feel me? But and you've worked with a lot of people. So before we like get more into that, I do want to give you the time to kind of like just explain who you've worked with and just that journey kind of to get to where the point you are at now. Because you feel like you were stable in the scene.
I don't like to say it, but I think I am. I'm a part of history here. I don't know. I just don't like to be cocky about it. But I've been everywhere, you know? Like, I've shot a lot of things that happened in the beginning to, like, up to this point. So I have, like, a lot of photos of, like, just documenting, like, the history out here.
What's some artists you've worked with?
I was about to say, talk about just, like, starting into the scene and stuff. Because I know you have, like, history with TE and places like Zoomix, like real staples in the creative community that are like here for artists in the city to like resources and stuff. I know you was coming up with that. So,
yeah. What was your question?
I've seen you work with like a lot of artists. So I just wanted you to like kind of do that rundown because it is an impressive list.
Okay. I'll start with yours first. I've worked with Nate, you guys, Token.
Got
Rico
the
Nasty,
on that list. I've seen
EXO, Key, Rob. I can't even think. There's just so many people. I feel like I've worked with literally everybody. Cash, Maddie Owens, Smoke Perp.
I've seen Lil Skies. I've seen Stiz.
Lil Skies, Stiz, The Baby.
The Baby. Yeah, and you was like one of the first people to report. Who was it? Smoke Perp. He did the concert and it was like 13 niggas in the building.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that was
fall off was crazy. Now you're hearing DaBaby like went to Cheesecake to give out free tickets or some shit or something like that.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
I don't know if that's like the narrative that was running on Twitter, but I don't know if he's really you feel. But like there was one video. It's like
why the Cheesecake Factory?
Why is he here again?
Why is he here again?
It's funny. His show was actually packed out when I was there.
What venue was this?
Big Night Live.
Mm. I wouldn't be surprised. You feel me? It's not like he's one of the bigger artists. You feel me? Even if there is a fall off or the traction isn't as, you know, he's not doing as much as he was before, but like that shit don't disappear overnight. So I wouldn't be surprised about that.
Niggas be dick riding.
I mean, the tickets for the low two, I can see why people just be like,
fuck bullshit, it. The 2-for-1?
It's like,
fuck
it. Like, fuck it. Like, fuck it. The DJ set gonna be $5. Like,
it's worth at least the $5.
The $5 is a force. Nah, shout out to that. I think that's hard. You feel me? I think like being able to work with like a variety.
Wait, I don't mean to cut you off, bro. Do you think like the baby tickets have like gone like so down low? You might like, you know, the meme where it's like,
I'm not done with this nigga yet.
Nah, you know that meme where it's like, yo, someone broke into my car and left me the baby tickets.
They didn't even take anything, but they left the baby tickets. Call the police now, bro.
Niggas is fucked,
man. What did they do that? They was trying to get into Carter's crib.
Like, they were just trying to give you the baby ticket.
They was really saying, stop that, nigga.
Thanks. They was like, yo, I could. They was like, don't shoot the baby no more. That's a force. Nah, but I think it's cool. Like, you haven't like worked with like such a variety of artists, you feel me, that you, and like just haven't had done it for a certain period of time, like an extended period of time, that it's kind of gotten to the point where you recognize like the history behind like a lot of the way that the scene has been shaped now, you know what I mean? Which I think is pretty cool. So I think going back to like Tomo's question, right? Like, how did you kind of like get started with like, you know, this particular industry, but like, what is your history in like the Boston art scene?
Yeah. You guys know Zoomix, right?
Of course. Shout out East Boston. A lot of bad shit going on over there, bro. Stop gentrifying East Boston, bro. That police station they put up there, no good, bro. There's cops everywhere. It's like riddled with them, bro. That shit's like,
it's like shit so horrible. Different now, yeah.
That shit is horrible, bro.
Yeah, I started in 2016. I stole my sister's camera.
Nice.
I started shooting just everyone in Zoomix, like my friends. I was doing like their events, their music events. Then from there, I went out to my first, it was like an underground show in like a house. And I met some people from White Lighter Bangers. They were like doing all the house parties and like just different shows.
I'm hooked to that.
Yeah.
Nigga had a cross.
I'm hit.
And from there, I met someone named P-Dutch. P-Dutch was like a prominent figure in like the underground scene at the time. Sure. And he was like, yo, I like your work. So he just started inviting me to every single event that they were throwing. And from there, I met SBO, I met Blackheart, and, you know, just like more underground prominent figures. And I kept shooting. They did their first like big show where I met Seuss at. Mm-hmm. It was at, what's that venue? It's in JP.
Spontaneous Celebrations.
Yeah, Spontaneous Celebrations. And that was like their first big event. Seuss was there, and that's where I kind of like was like, yeah, I caught the bug like for photography. Mm. And from there, it was like I met just so many people through those connections, and then the events kept getting bigger and bigger. Mm. It went from like the house parties to venues like DAP, where I met 2020 Cleo and them, and started fucking shooting everybody.
I did not know that. That's why the 2020 is there. Not the year he made the account, but like this is a group.
2020 Squad. You don't listen to Cleo music. Like, they're not like as like active though. That's the thing. Like, they're not like
I didn't know that
per se anymore, but that was like,
you learned something new.
The squad.
Where do you feel like you develop like that style from? Like, if I was to describe, it feels like it's like the subject is the highlight and then everything else is just dark shadows. Like, you kind of like black out everything. You feel me? Where do you think that came from?
There was a picture Gunnar Stahl posted. I think it was of Travis Scott. And it had the green in the background, like the all the blacks are green. And then the subject was lighted like pinkish, like yellowish. And I was like, yo, maybe I could like take this and make it my own style. And I went into like Lightroom, started fucking with the curves. And every photo I did was, I kept trying to make it look like that. Like that one image, and I was trying to make it consistent throughout like every photo, so that people could recognize it when I posted it.
Sorry.
That's a lot of truth in that. That's where to create your own things to imitate the person that you like. Y'all fuck with this and just making your own shit.
Yeah, Gunner was posting like the hardest photos at the time, like back then.
He ain't been as active, I feel like. I feel like he's doing like a lot of bigger campaigns now. Like, you kind of see him when he posts the shit every now and then.
So he said Gunner Stahl. Do you have like a certain like influence that you started off like, I kind of fuck with how he's doing it?
Probably would be Gunna Stahl, no bullshit.
Does he do like film?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Volandis too. But he's more of like a YouTuber more than he was like a, I would say like a, I don't know what to call Gunnerstall, but Volandis I learned about because of YouTube and then seen his work in other different places and shit like that.
Okay. Yeah. So let's like, let's go back to where we was at. Where do you feel like the narrative kind of like switched up? Where you started feeling like the community was switching up on you or against you in a way?
I think when 2018 came around, I started doing a lot of things that could be perceived as like clout chasing. Cause at this time I was like doing a lot of storytelling through the photography. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really care about like, you know, just social media at the time. And I didn't think people really cared to like be involved in like what I was doing, you know, cause I didn't have like a big following. I was just doing things I liked. And a lot of the things they were kind of like fake or like I was playing like a character. So there was one thing I did where it was like three sets of photos and the last photo I went missing and I added my number and I was off social media for like a couple of days.
But you're like playing into his disappearance.
Yeah. So I can see how that can be perceived as like, oh, this, you know, Carter's a fucking dickhead. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, because like people actually like genuinely thought you disappeared.
Yeah. People were calling the phone and at the time I thought
and you're like, just looking at it like, God, these niggas. Look at these dumbasses. Okay.
Yeah, at the time I thought it was like cool because I'm like, yeah, this is, people do this on YouTube. It's called like ARGs, like augmented reality games. And people feed into the stories, but I didn't understand how like that could affect people in like, you know, different ways and people see you different and like, yeah, Carter's a fucking asshole for that.
You've done a couple of these. Can you talk about like the other ones you've done too?
Yeah, so there was that. Is there any you remember specifically?
I remember like the spooky one. It was kind of like you and your bro. Y'all was going through like this like abandoned like place type shit. It was like an abandoned city almost.
Did you see that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, I have this story highlight.
Is it still up there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you could talk about
that shit long as shit, but that's just like a movie, bro.
Like, where would I find that?
It's on my highlights. It's called Rutland.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was, that was another story thing we did. We went out to Rutland. It's like an abandoned fucking like asylum or whatever. I was like, yeah, it'd be cool if like we pretended your phone went missing. We went there and we told the story of like getting lost in like the woods and and how that would play out as like if this was real, you know? I thought that was cool. It was like entertaining. It didn't like play off of like going missing or like anyone's fears. Like it was just a fun thing we did.
So when you say like what the fuck almost died, is that you like playing into it or are you being serious?
Yeah, that's all like the character. Yeah.
So what like what's the purpose of doing it?
I think it's just fun like to, because I think Instagram is like the reason why it's so cool to like use that way is because it's so real, you know, like when people post, like you automatically believe it because they're telling their story. Mm-hmm. So when you post things like that, like, oh, this is like what's happening, what's going on in his life.
So I got to ask, is the car shit a new
is that a roller
concept or is it your actual reality right now?
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like based off like all the things that happened in the past with like, what I was doing, I think people believe now that like something like that is like fake because I've told so many things that were like lies.
And understandably, like you can understand why they would think that if you're using social media as like, yo, I'm playing this character. When do we know when the character is up? You feel me? Or is it still being like this character? Cause like, I don't know, like this could be a master plan. Like, yo, let me push this music. Like, I don't know. Who knows? Right.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's completely real. And that's the thing, like, I can't really fault anyone for that, for believing it, because I was playing into it, like, a lot before. And I've heard people say, like, oh, yeah, like, there's, like, eyes rolling, you know, like, oh, this is him doing it again to promote a song. Because I had it was such bad timing. Like, I posted, it was a track, like, The Truth Is, the day before. Mm-hmm. And then the car incident happened.
I mean, let's talk about it, because you called out a lot of people by name, essentially saying, like, you're better than them. Like, who were some of the people, again, that you had mentioned? I think the only person you gave a shout out to that I remember was Stiz, no?
Yeah, nah, he shouted out St. Leo, he shouted out Key. The thing about Stiz, he was saying that Michael Christmas should have took notes from Stiz type shit. But he could probably explain it better than me. This is from a listener's perspective.
Yeah, I'm here. That's why I asked him.
Yeah, I wasn't really, I don't think I took any shots. Like, I shout out Key, really like Key a lot. And I shouted out St. Leor, two of my, like, favorite people right now. And then, yeah, the Stiz thing, I was like, Michael Christmas, you know, he kind of, I don't want to say fell off, but, you know, like, he's not doing as well as, I guess, Cousin Stiz. And I was just saying, yeah, he could have done better, you know, in regards of, like, keeping the traction or whatever.
Why you say that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
You just felt like you just had to say
that. Nah, you know. You may not want to say it, but you know, nigga.
It's hip-hop.
Competition.
So if you feel like he fell off and all that, which, you know, if that's what you think, by all means, speak on it. But then why do you feel like it's competition if you think you're better than him? And then it's like, oh, I'm going to even extend what I think to even put it out and express this for people to hear it and consume it.
That's a good question, actually. I'll be honest. I think it just stems from, like, the car situation, you know? And, like, just my perception in the community. Mm. I think I wanted to prove that I could rap. And I posted the song. I recorded the song and posted it as, like, a way to, like, show people, like, yeah, I can, this is something I can actually do. And I thought if I mentioned, like, Stiz and Michael Christmas, like, it would give me, like, more credibility. And I was like, yeah, I'll throw this out. I'll give the shout outs and I'll just, you know, say my piece.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't give that nigga a shout out.
Hey, the way I look at it is that, like, you got to be comfortable enough to, like, take risks and, like, you got to be comfortable enough to, like, you know, prevent yourself from, like, being able to have, like, opportunities in order to, like, achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. You feel me? So it's like, when I heard it, I was like, I understand. Me personally, I would not say that.
I was about to ask, how'd you get into, like, making music? Because I've heard music from you in the past, you feel me? But I feel like you're pushing it heavier now type shit. So, like, that I is feel like you've been doing this longer before I even discovered your older music, you know? Sucks. So, like, how'd you get into it?
Yeah. To respond to you first, I don't think I should have said it. Just thinking back at it, you know, like, it's, I don't think I should be putting, like, negativity out, you know? Because this, Christmas and Stiz, they're doing the thing, and, you know, I got love for them regardless. But in terms of, like, the music stuff, I don't know. Like, photography right now, it feels like, I guess, stale at the moment. And just looking at, like,
personally, like, the whole field is stale.
Yeah, like, the whole field. I guess, and that's just in terms of, like, how I feel, like, within the community. Mm-hmm. Just going out to, like, events.
Got you.
So I think music was just kind of like the escape, you know, just making songs that I liked and seeing, like, the reaction and seeing how people felt about it. Because it's different than the photography. And, I mean, you can be more creative and more hands-on with it.
And that's why I'm curious to know, like, what's the intention with the music? Like, you know, how serious are you taking it? And is it just to, like, get some steam off just to be able to express yourself, or do you want to insert yourself into these conversations? Because I do disagree with you in the sense of, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, yo, I'm better than this person or whatever the case is, but I do think it needs to be backed up too. You feel me? I don't think the music is at that level to be able to talk like that just yet. You feel me?
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think I just want to work more on, like, how I say things and communicate it. You know, because I feel like a lot of the things I say can be perceived as, like, hateful. And I don't want to come off that way, you know?
But why do you feel like that? Because I remember I seen a post, I think it was the Blair Bitch project. You made a post. He's like, yo, it's dope. Like, shout it out, Boss. You genuinely do have love for Boss, and I can see that. But you feel like you're someone who's on the outside of things. You feel me? But if you put out that perception, don't you think it kind of like makes people feel that way and reaffirm that perception instead of changing it necessarily?
Yeah. I think with that, it's funny because I was talking about that with someone. I think I should have talked to Sadiq first before posting anything, you know, just let him know how I felt. Like, hey, I felt kind of like out of place, but, you know, I got these photos for you. But I didn't do any of that. Like, I just kind of like posted the photos and then I said what I said and then he saw it after, you know. But he was someone who gave me like that push to go and shoot the event. And that was like kind of me spitting in his face by doing that to him.
What did he, I mean, you don't have to tell us what he said, but why did he feel like that was just like a spit in the face?
Well, that's just like how.
Because if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You feel me?
It was perceived as disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because why are you going to come to the event? Like, that's, what are you talking about? Why are you going to come to the event and then like say that about the event?
But you could still feel, wait, no. I don't think he said anything against the event. It was just more like how he perceived himself in that space.
Pull up the post.
Wait, from my understanding, how are you perceiving it right now though? Because I think he's saying, I'm acknowledging that was me spitting in his face rather than saying that's what Sadiq expressed.
But how's that? I didn't
pull
take
up the post.
I'll pull up the post, but I didn't see it as like
that's how he feels. So like, how are you questioning how he feels about his own experience?
I'm just saying it's because I'm a little confused on how it's perceived.
It's not a matter of like, if why? That's how he felt, it's because he posted it
with the pictures.
Yeah.
Do you often feel like that at events in out here?
No, it just kind of like this month and last month because of, you know, whatever's been going on or through my head.
I feel like it'd be like that sometimes, no cup. You know what I mean? Especially because, like, it's been going on for a long time.
The post gone, so I can't pull it up.
See? That's how you know.
No, but, like,
that's how you know.
I'm confused on why, like, it's considered a spit in the face because it seems like you're just speaking on how you feel about yourself in that space. You feel me? Like, that's more like,
bro, an
internal imagine, feel like that, bro.
Imagine you invite a nigga to some shit. You know, he's supposed to do some work for you. And then the first time he gets to see the shit that you did, you're talking like, about, yeah, I didn't really fuck with this. And I didn't like that I was here. I didn't like being a part of this.
Wait,
it's
he
like,
said
damn,
that?
Nigga.
That's what he was like, saying. That's like, what the post was.
Imagine if I said, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be looking at like,
is that what I was saying. I wish I had a post. I really thought you just said like, yo, I just felt like it. I was like it was dope, but like it was still me just feeling like an outsider in the space. But if that's what was
like, you got post stuff like that on Twitter.
Can you tell me what you said, bro? Because now I'm confused, bro. You were saying you wasn't fucking with the event?
It kind of came off that way.
No, what was your intention? What did you say? What did you say and what was the intention?
My intention was to say that I felt out of place being in this space because of how I feel within the community at the moment. And I think it came off, or I know it came off as me going there and me not enjoying being there and like hating my experience.
Yeah, I think part of it is
I don't
that,
see
like,
that as a it's like that's more of an internal thing. Like I feel like he's got to take a step back and be like more in the moment in these events. I don't think the event was bad. If everybody else is like
maybe
having fun or enjoying themselves and this one person is feeling like they feeling outside, that's something that they would have to work through. I'm not looking at it as like the event was bad.
Perhaps. I think like one of the things is that like that's just not like that's something that you could say like away from like that post. You feel me? Because it's like, why post that with those pictures? You feel me? Like it's like that because it's contradictory. You feel me? It's like, especially if you're like pulling up like voluntarily, it's not like anyone's forcing you to be there. You feel me? It's like not like anyone's forcing you to post the pictures either. That's why, like, I think it's like, that's why that's the perception. And I mean, and I think that could be said about like a lot of things when it comes to like anyone doing anything. You feel me? It's just like, people want like to feel that when they're putting stuff together and they're putting in like hard work, that it's like not being showcased or like not being like presented in a light that's like not conducive to what it is that they're trying to present.
Do you think it gives the impression to people who are outside of the event feeling like the event wasn't welcoming?
Because why else post it? Like, you don't post pictures for the people that were there just to see.
But we know that when like he posts, it's like he treats it like a diary type thing. So I'm not just taking it for like what the event was, but how
that's you. But that's not gonna be what most people see.
Okay, so yeah, no, it's interesting to hear this other side of the perspective too. You feel me? Because if there was any tweet that I thought that could be misinterpreted, I would want you to kind of like clean it up, but just let us know what your intention was. Was like you had a tweet about Key saying like seeing her perform motivated you even more. And that like could be taken either way as in like, oh, she could do it. I could definitely do it. Or like, yo, she's doing her thing so much that like it makes me want to work even harder type. So it's like, what was the intention with that?
The specific post I think that you're referring to wasn't about a performance. It was about the project.
About the project. Okay. Do you remember what he said?
He was like, I just listened to the... Well, he didn't specify anybody. That's why I'm not going to talk about the tweet. Yeah.
You want to tell us what you said on the tweet? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I know
okay,
exactly
okay,
what you're talking about. Yeah, that wasn't about Key.
What project was this?
It was just some project I listened to by... it was actually on SoundCloud. I forget the name of the artist, but I listened... It was like three songs.
Sure, bro. Because like you had a tweet about Key before that, and then you said, I listened to the project, and then said that.
Did I? The tweet before?
That's how I remembered it. But then, and if the tweet's not still there, then you can't go back to it. But that's how... There. Huh?
The tweets are there.
Is there?
I don't know. You be deleting tweets?
Yeah.
Shit, nigga was like, I'm about to come on bad for the community. Before we got into the Twitter shit, though, I wanted to ask you a question about just, like, your event photography in general. Do you ever feel like it's on you to make it feel like... to like capture what people might have missed at the event. So it's kind of like you want to put the event in a light, you feel me? Or more so like, yeah, like capture the event for people who wasn't there. So how do you do that? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might go to an event and it's like, I don't know, you can't capture the event without a video, you feel me, type shit. So it's like you're doing it, you're telling your story through pictures. So like how do you feel like you paint the events in a bright light for people that haven't been there?
That's a good question. I like to, so it goes back to storytelling. I like to tell the whole narrative of like the entire night. So I would capture like different photos of like people having fun in the beginning, like the setup, and in the middle it would be performances, and in the end it would be like kind of like the closing statement. So maybe the beginning would be like people drinking, hugging, saying what's up to each other. In the middle is like crowd interactions, performances, people holding the mic, people talking. And then in the end, it's like maybe like a group photo or some shit like that. Just to tell like whatever's happening throughout the entire night, you know?
You feel like you can make any event look like it was crazy, like it was good type shit?
I think so. I hope so.
That's why you gotta bring the photographers, you know what I mean?
Same. And make it look more lit than it really was. Yeah.
Lost yelling method.
There's so many events I went to that are on my page.
We need like a gunshot. Like, you feel me? Sending shots.
You know them events is not buzz.
There's so many events on my page that like there was like 10, 15 people there, but I make it look like there was like a million people there. And
That's hard. That's how you know that you're really a good photographer, because you're doing your job well. You feel me? You're like you're captivating like moments that might not even happen. You feel me? Like, or might not have even felt as lively outside of the photo. You feel me? That's really what it's all about. I have a question just centered around like your own kind of like projection, as a photographer, right? So I know that for you, you've been doing this for a long time, like you said, and you've been kind of going through like, you know, at some points, like even like different cities, you feel me, different states to do photography work, like whether it's like BTS stuff, like exclusive shoots, stuff like that. And like throughout this process, like you've obviously been like relatively like open about like your own struggles with like your mental health and your like psychological well-being, just thinking through like what that has felt like for you. You feel me? I want to know like how have you kind of like navigated through this landscape, like through the breaks, through the times where you've not felt, you know, really like up to it. And then even going beyond that, like how have you kind of like continued on and like what has that been like so far?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. No bullshit.
It's a great question. I feel like if I didn't love it, I probably wouldn't be doing it. I just like photography so much that it kind of just pushes me to be like, yeah, fuck like what people are thinking. Like this is the next thing I want to shoot. If people don't like it, fuck it, I'm going to do the next thing. You know, like, I've been seeing, like, the numbers going down, but, like, that shit affects me, you know, just seeing that go down. But, like, it's just, I'm so passionate about it. It's, like, whatever. Like, I want to keep, like, this personal, like, journal to me that I can keep pursuing and keep doing like the next thing and next thing and next thing.
Got you. Yeah, I think that's really dope.
Yeah. You also have really distinct style of videography too. Like, which one do you feel like you fuck with more? Because I see like you keep a good balance of putting out both type shit. And you could talk about some of like the video projects you worked on with artists and shit.
I definitely like the photography better because I don't like editing. It just takes so long.
Why you look at me?
I'm just looking at anybody. Like,
look at the camera. Yeah, look at the camera and be like,
nah, I'm going to tell you right now, he only looked at you.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I was seeing it. You got to look at the camera.
I'm
trying
to catch someone's eye, but yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
You really about to sign a Sony?
In 6 months? It's like 4 months now, like 5 months.
I have the connect, but I think I just got to get
wait,
the
can
music
we get
better.
Some context? What is this?
The tweets.
And the free. And the I was in the freestyle, though. This is the truth, yeah.
Everything.
I didn't even peep the tweets.
I'm about to say, it's really everywhere.
What was said in the rap? It's the pen
tweet. I was just saying in 6 months, I'm going to sign to Sony. I've been saying that for like the past month now.
Oh, you're just saying like that's where you like want to see yourself type shit?
Yeah.
360?
If it came down to it?
360 me.
Yeah, facts. We seen what Haas and Tomo said. Feel me? Oh, this nigga Tomo one is a grill, bro. You just gotta put it on the contract. Like, we will provide you a grill. He said, where do I sign?
Not what was said.
360 me. Nah, I think that's cool though. So like, if you're planning on getting signed to Sony, right? Like, for you, like, what does that take?
Definitely. I mean, you said it earlier, like the music's not really up to par yet. Definitely more writing. I've been doing like 16 bars a day. More practicing, more, you know, just making more music, like as much as I can. Just being consistent, dropping more videos, you know, just kind of just working towards that, like every day.
Got you.
And I'm glad the self-awareness is there to be like, yo, there's still like room for improvement to be made. Cause, you know, even like my gripe in general, and that's why I asked, like, what was your intention? Cause my gripe in general, not like not outside of you or anything else, is that like the value of the word rapper is losing value every single day, with people thinking that like, yo, I can just jump into this and I could succeed in this space. What does that matter to me?
I got a song with Nate.
But even
that's
then,
when you become a rapper.
Yeah, when you get the song with Nate.
Same. But in general, like that word, like the space of being a rapper has been oversaturated. And that's why it's like I'm wary of like someone who's, you know, you're successful in the photography space and then just jumping into it. That's why I ask your intention, because, you know, I guess people weren't upset at me and when we interviewed Vossian because they felt like I didn't go hard enough on like how I felt about his music. But I didn't feel the need to harp on how I felt about it because his intention was I'm just having fun with it. And what can I knock a nigga for that? Like, he's not a nigga, but
bro, you was playing the middle, bro. That's what it was, bro.
Nah, bro. I let him know. I was not fucking with the music. The music is not a go for me, bro. But if someone say I'm just doing this for fun, what am I supposed to take away from that?
It's so, a serious culture, bro. You can't do this shit for fun, bro. This shit's not for fun.
No, you can if that's your intention. But if you're out here talking like, yo, I'm trying to be the king of this shit, I'm trying to be the nicest nigga out here, then you got to back it up. So that's why I also ask, what's your intention? Like, is it to be in that space and in that conversation? Because then that's a whole nother conversation we got to have. And like, we can keep it real about that. But if it's just like, yo, I be going through things, this is how I want to explain myself. If I feel like I'm misunderstood, you know, this is how I'm going to communicate myself to. How can I say anything again, like, about that? Like, get your shit off, bro.
Find another way to do it.
Find another way. Hey, man, you feel me? But like, I can't tell someone how to live their life. But then when you, like, if you start talking like,
paint a picture,
I'm better.
Painting Sims.
Put a paint this. But if you start talking, but like, I'm better than this person, I'm better than this person, I'm that guy, bro. Mm-hmm. Then that's a different conversation that we had to have. Now it's like, oh, you might have to humble yourself. So that's why I'm asking, what's the intention? You feel me?
What's your intention?
So for right now, it's just to get like ideas and emotions off, you know, just to express myself and, you know, just create, new ideas that I like and, just to be, you know, create something I'm passionate about.
Got you.
But you was trying to blow up. You're saying I'm about to sign a Sony. You do have goals of like, I don't know, where would you want to, what path would you want to take, you know, go farther with rap? Or the photography?
It's a good question. I mean, I've been debating it like so much. Obviously, like the photography, I'm more like well versed in, and I just have more experience in. But at least, you know, the music is just so fresh. Like, I feel like I can do anything with it. You know, I get a lot of feedback from people. And I think, because when I start something, like, I want to be, like, as good as I can at it. You know, that's what happened with the photography.
Nigga just went and became a world champ. 22 years later.
That's dedication, nigga.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I just put it out there. Maybe I'll sign a Sony. Maybe I don't. But I feel like in 6 months, I'll be in a lot better place than I am now with, like, music. Because people have been saying I've been progressing and getting better. So
I am one of those people. I've said that. That's true. Especially because, like, you've taken a lot of hiatuses in music, too. You feel me? Where it's, like, a lot of times it's, like, hard to, like, bounce back from shit like that. But I feel like you continue to keep coming back stronger.
Y'all got that song with better. Y'all, too?
Do I have it, like, on me?
Yeah. Do you have, like, the file or something? Can we?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud.
It's on SoundCloud.
You can listen to it?
You can if you want.
I'll send you the link.
Let's do a live reaction right now.
Are we doing this? I want to say, man, RIP FA Replay. No. Very, very tragic.
For sure.
Lost Boston legend. You
know Roxbury legend, man.
Yeah.
And I know the influence that he has on, like, Boston music scene, especially the earlier scene, but I can't speak to it because I wasn't here for it. But I really do want to hear y'all, like, perspectives of, like, what he meant to y'all in the scene.
A lot.
Yeah.
This nigga was from Roxbury, bro. This nigga was the first nigga I ever seen from Roxbury getting national traction.
Yeah, and it's bigger than just the rap. He's showing niggas how to do it with the clothes, doing the merch for me, all Facts. That. I was that picture where he's walking on the crowd in Paradise, bro. I was there, bro. That shit's fire, bro.
Yeah, bro. That nigga was a rock star. And then on top of that,
he would still be in the city. You feel me? Like, you see this nigga around. Shit, you feel me?
2019, that BMAs, we was there. Me, Ja'Cory, Carter, we was there. You feel me? So we saw, like, him perform. Wait, was that? Yeah, that was that year. We saw him perform. You feel me? Like, but that was the last time I saw him perform. But perform at that BMAs, you feel me? After he won Unsigned Artist of the Year. And that shit was dope. His family was there. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not a category, like, anymore, though. Unsigned Artist of the Year?
I don't know. Probably not. But I'm just saying, like, for him, like, that's the thing, is that for him to be making that much noise at the time, for them to, like, create that category, because I think other people were nominated as well.
Recognizing them for that. No,
and it's bullshit. Like, but it was like, you couldn't ignore it at the time. Mm-hmm. It was, like, impossible to ignore, because he was doing it. Like, he was, like, recognizable, like, citywide. You feel me?
He had the stickers, too.
In fact, the stickers were everywhere in Roxbury, at least. Like, you feel me? You would go downtown, you see
outside
it.
Of Roxbury. Actually, bro, one time, what saying, was that least. Spot we was in, like, Brighton or some shit? Nigga, we seen that shit.
Oh, yeah, facts.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Niggas be in some weird places. But, yeah, no bullshit. And that's, like, you know what I mean? That's the type of time that nigga showed, like, that he was able to show, like, this city and show the community that was possible. You feel me? Being like, you don't have to have, like, a huge team. You don't have to have all this, like, label backing in order to make a name for yourself and become a staple in, like, this particular culture and to get that attraction. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's wild because, like, niggas would see, like, someone like him perform. You feel me? Because I wasn't a big fan of his music, like, at all. You feel me? But I would see him perform and just be like, that's the type of shit. That's the type of energy that, like, this city needs. You feel me? Because without him doing that, like, the shit you're talking about, like, walking on the crowd or even, like, tearing up fucking House of Blues during that set at the BMAs, it's like, niggas don't understand, like, what that meant at the time. Because without him doing that shit like that, like, all the stuff that I'm seeing now with, like, the community and, like, the way that niggas perform, that shit wouldn't even have been in niggas' minds. Like, niggas wouldn't think that that shit was possible, or that shit was acceptable, or that shit was okay. Because here's a black person, right? Here's this dude coming in to these spaces, these predominantly white spaces, and taking this shit over and being like, I'm just going to be me. You feel me? And, like, I'm gonna let this shit loose. Niggas passing a Henny bottle the whole time. That's hard. That's hip hop. Like, that's literally, like, the culture right there. You feel me? And not taking heed to, like, any type of, like, regulations or outsiders telling us what we can and can't do. That nigga was making it happen. It's a real nigga.
Yeah, nah, I seen that affected a lot of people, impacted a lot of people. You know, my cousin A-Dawg, like, worked with him on a couple tracks too. And I know that affected him as well. So, you know, shout out to all the people, like, who meant something to him. Not shout out, but, like, you know, to the people who are feeling this. Yeah, his family, his friends.
Everybody, man.
The people that he meant something to.
Yeah, exactly. The city, too. So, for real, it's just an unfortunate situation, you know.
If the BMA is really some real niggas, you have some type of honor of that nigga at the event. If not, pussy.
We gonna see.
How we even segue out of that, man? You just put us in a dark spot right there, man.
I wanted to do it at the... I'm saying, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. You got to look at it like this, bro. You feel me? Other cultures, sometimes they celebrate that because it's like you live life, you feel me? That's, and they celebrate everything that you've done in life. But nah, I knew I forgot to do it at the beginning of the episode type shit. Because we didn't start off like straight into it. So it was like, yeah.
No, that's real. That's real. I mean, moments like this, you know, it feels like it's happened a lot often, more often. But moments like this, you just appreciate not your own life, but also the legends. You feel me? Like, it's natural that we don't give our flowers to people until they're gone because you feel like you got mad time with them to be able to eventually do that. But it's moments like this when you realize, like, yo, it's just not guaranteed. Tell the people you love that you love them. Tell the people that, you know, mean something to you, why they mean something to you, how they mean something to you, and just, like, give them credit where it's due.
Yeah, well, that shit showed me, and I think this is why, like, for me, like, it was important to hear you saying that you shouldn't have said the shit that you said about Michael Christmas on that song, is because, like, these are, like, people that are, like, pioneers of, like, where we're at right now within, like, this particular, like, modern Boston hip-hop era, you feel me, Stiz, Christmas, even, like, Vintage Lee, you feel me, Big Lino's another one, and it's the same thing with Hefe Replay, you feel me, it's, like, these are people that, without them, like, and without the shit and the noise that they were making and the shit that they were doing, like, the way that we see the scene right now, like, the shape that it's in wouldn't be this way. You were, like, we started rapping, like, around the same time, like, when it comes to, like, recording music and putting shit out, you feel me? So we both know what it was like when niggas was, like, teenagers, you feel me? Like, 17.
I was bumping them niggas, bro. I remember when Suffolk County came out. I was like, bro, this nigga, like, lives in the same neighborhood as me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing the videos, it's on the red line, so I'm like, bro, I should just... For me, like, it opens a
shows
whole
you the possibilities.
And we remember what it was like being like 16, 17, 18, even 19, and not being able to get into some of these shows. You feel me? Not being able to like access some of these spaces, but seeing people from like our neighborhoods like giving us that drive, giving us that push to want to do the same as them. You feel me? Want to be better than them, want to be bigger than them. You feel me? And like that community that they were able to build, like, just transferred over to now we see the scene as way less exclusive, you feel me? And way more inclusive of like all different types of people, all different types of music, all different styles, all different genres. All different like colors, creeds, race, all this stuff, you feel me? But it wasn't like that before, especially in Boston, you feel me? At the time, what they were doing, it felt like being a rapper in Boston was one of the hardest things to do in the world.
Because who was doing it before that? Like, who actually made that breakthrough before it?
That's what I'm saying, because the city was very like exclusive with it. This is not a rap city, you feel me? They were not making that shit happen. But it's like, thanks to people like them, thanks to like, you know, Cliff Notes and like all of like hipstery, you feel me, Oompa, all these people that were doing it at the time and like trying to like navigate that way and show people what was possible while still building and uplifting their communities. Without them, like, we wouldn't be here right now, you feel me? Bad for community literally not exist. Niggas would not give a fuck about niggas in this room talking about rap shit, talking about music in Boston. Like, no one would care, you feel me?
Right now,
they were one of the first peoples I saw do like the house shows and like the events. So it was because of them, like, I think it pushed, like, other people to be inspired and do, like, you know, other events.
And it's that saying of, like, standing on the shoulders of giants, you feel me? Like, we, like Tomo saying, he didn't even know it's possible for a nigga to, for a nigga like that to come out of my neighborhood and make, you know, that breakthrough. And if he could do it, I feel like I can do that now. Now I feel like it's capable. Facts. But it's like, you might not even try or see a way out if it's not shown to you first. You know,
and I tell you what, like I said, we were at that 2019 BMAs and seeing that shit happen live, you feel me? And like seeing that, like what it showed me, what that drove me to do is like, because that was also the time, that was the first time I saw Van Buren perform like all together, you feel me? And like seeing shit like that, like, even though I don't think it was like a Van Buren performance, I think it was like one of them and then they just all happened to be on stage at the time, and maybe it was like two of them, I don't know. But seeing shit like that, like, inspired me not to like create, but more so just wanted to like make sure that niggas understood that this shit was possible. Because you remember we were talking about that when like, because that was when we first started like Rhyme or Reason, and I was saying like, the reason why I want to do this is because like not enough people are talking about the shit that's going on here. You feel me? There's not enough coverage of the shit that's happening, and it's not enough people that look like us talking about the shit that's happening within our culture. You feel me? And so we took that step because of the shit that I was able to see that night, you feel me? And being like, this shit's important. I can't believe like they weren't, like, there were mad white people there. I'm like, I can't believe there weren't more of us in that building. Fuck what they got going on. We can build our own shit, because if this is the way that they're gonna treat us, this is the way that shit's gonna go, like, it can be this pair with what we have going on. You feel me? And now we see where niggas is at right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's why that shit, like, that shit hit home, you feel me?
Yeah, and everything, the creativity and all that, the scene is getting younger and younger. I really fuck with that, no bullshit.
And before, it wouldn't have been like that.
I'm saying,
you couldn't even get into the venue if you wasn't 21. You feel me?
Now the youth is like hosting the venues and shit. Yeah, you feel me? So that's fire.
That's what it's all about, man.
So let's hear some youthful Nate and Carter. You know what I'm saying? Because this is not a new track either. It's pretty old.
How old are you?
These niggas is some old niggas.
How long ago is this?
Niggas are old, if you think about it. 26, I'm 25.
You guys want to make any disclaimers before we play this? Or is it still hot to this day?
You just gotta play that shit. You just gotta play, bro. Just gotta play. I don't even remember what this sound like. Turn it up.
Who made the beat?
Yo. This is a cannabis beat from Cannabis. Body just wasn't meant to be. An ODB. Well, that's not a mystery, but this the song
to make your eyes water like a histamine. Nigga standing 3 feet away from the mic, bro.
Nah, bro. Just let it play. Listerine, even Mr. Clean couldn't keep a flow as pristine as my 16. Never was green at laying the scene, but let me drop a couple lines just to play with the scheme. Look, introductions are limitless when I'm spitting, saying it's from the soul. So really, they're bearing witness and hearing the real that they was missing since last fall. Thinking your last thoughts, your head on the asphalt, taking the bat right to your cranium. That's for thinking that I was finished delivering mad soul into the wounds of the abused. No last call. Riddle me this, which is the click that lacks fall. Mine, even when they throw stones and sticks, I can kill the game with $30 on my wrist. I'm a killer, riot, and Carter's getting the flicks. I'm never stop, even at the top, I'll raise a fist. And I'll blow sick ass, runny noses, and piss ants. I'm the unholy explosion of a bold decision. Vision, revolutionary, never reminiscent. When this niggas get flippin', when you test the resistance, simply business, assistance unreliable. I can tie your bow around some libel, make it likable, just like I poop. I might go and rival for my life, for two igniting flames of truth. Amongst the youth, why would I lie to you? But shoot, I think I feel them haters stressing. Send them no epinephrine to keep them away from death. Then maybe they'll recollect we never went neck and neck, and the only weapons we possessed were a camera mic and a lesson.
Since day one, I've been putting the work on this pen. You couldn't fuck with me then, so what the fuck did you expect when I told you I'm up next? I shine bright when I step in the scene like photography sets. I'm blowing past you in potential. I'm three steps ahead and it shows cause I'm successful. You couldn't move the same waves I started. I'm upstream while you still swimming in a deficit. This is confident, not arrogance, cause I'm way too raw to be mentioned in the same sentence. So suck my dick, I'm through with playing around. This music shit is not a phase like all of you who pretended. If the shoe fits, you motherfuckers ain't ready for this. So pack your bags and get the fuck out. I spit the truth, you ain't ready for part three. I'm hardly even trying cause this shit is just too easy for me. I stand tall like Colossus, you can't touch me. Like David and Goliath, but you can't budge me. Repeat my name and watch you fall faster, cause I'll fuck you up worse than stones inside your gallbladder. I'm pissed off, so does anyone to pick on? This for anybody that I'm close enough to shit on. You motherfuckers taking credit for my inspirations. You're fucking stupid if you think I'm not an innovative. Been debating releasing another diss track. Fuck your new rappers, you niggas have always been trash. That's why hip-hop always had to push your shit back, like Uzi's last album when Atlantic had the diss tracks. I'm problematic, but fuck it if you hate me, cause look at what I started, now there's nobody to save me. I brought the passion, put my life inside photography, and it's the same shit that's happening with rapping, bitch. A bad boy, I'm rough around the edges. Jump inside my head and you start to fear the fourth dimension. Fucking sissies, ain't nobody better than me. That's why you had to cut me off, because you're jealous of me. I like the Dutch, stay blunt inside my element. I'm fired up, ready to diss you for the hell of it. I could ruin your career, so you better stand clear. But if you're trying to fight me, then I'm right here.
I forgot how long that shit was.
What made this nigga so mad? Nigga, who was you talking to, bro? God.
See, niggas don't even know the history behind that song right there.
How old
could have been worse.
How old were you, Nate?
I don't know, like 21.
Let's get the breakdown.
So basically what happened was, right, niggas was rapping. Yeah, that was actually an interesting story, no bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. See, I'm thinking about it. That actually was kind of, yeah, that's kind of hip hop, no bullshit. So, right, nigga was like, yo, I want you to be on this song. It started off as a diss track, right? But that was like...
So who spit their verse first?
I did.
Okay.
One take. That's what you don't know.
Okay, light flex.
No, not a light flex.
It was
nigga.
One take, yeah.
Because I was crazy. Just saying, like, I was just like, all right, bet, let's get this done. I mean, I'm here.
All right.
I had some Popeyes.
Bro, we took the 422 all Popeyes. The way to fucking Lynn.
Yeah, bro, I was over here.
Whoa.
I got some Popeyes, right? And then I didn't get to eat it. We walked from here to fucking... Was it to Jackson Square?
To Jackson.
And then got on the train and got on the fucking 422 to Lynn. And niggas was out there mad late, bro. Niggas didn't know how niggas was getting home, bro. Shit was bad to record in like a nigga's basement, bro.
Bro, that shit was scary.
Bro, niggas recorded in some nigga's basement, bro. And like, it was like,
man. Why Lynn?
Bro, that's just where niggas was, bro. That's where niggas had the stool. That's just where we ended up, nigga. I ain't never been on the bus since, bro. 422, like, what is that? Niggas went and recorded it, bro. You know what I mean? The niggas made our way back to the city, bro. The Uber was mad expensive. Niggas made it happen, bro. Yeah, you feel me?
So
it's hip hop.
In retrospect, how y'all view the song now? Like, is it, do y'all cringe? Like, bro. Oh, y'all, I did that. You feel me? How y'all feel about that?
I remember, like, I had said, like, I was like, this is a disclaimer. Like, I don't rap like this anymore. So, like, this will be my last time ever making a song like this.
How do you describe that type of rapping?
So, that's, like, more kind of, like, old school, like, inspired, like, boom bap types of flows.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And I don't, like, rap like that anymore. Like, I haven't rapped, like, that was, like, I wasn't even rapping like that at the time. That's why I was like, yeah, this is, like, just for this song. It's, like, and I do that sometimes. Like, you know, Maceo asked me to do a track, like, or to get on one of his songs, like, a while ago. Like, not too long ago, actually. And I was like, yeah, it's the same. I was like, I don't usually rap like this. You feel me? I'm not into, like, rapping more, like, lyrically in that way anymore. I can still do it, though. You feel me? Like, don't get it twisted. You feel me? Like, that's still, like,
it's your bag.
Feel me? I can still do it. I just don't.
Still that guy.
No bullshit. I was like, because I...
In a crazy bag.
I think it's history.
No bullshit.
I got a great verse out of Nate, and I sound young as hell on
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. Why niggas sound like you're like 12, bro? That's wild, bro. Niggas sound like children.
Like, I thought you were about to say that you're like 16 or some shit.
Nah, bro.
You said 21. I was like, oh.
I think it's because, like, at the time, like, I was also, like, tired.
I think it's the mix too.
Yeah, facts. It's a lot in the high end and shit. I be having it sometimes. But that was just a cool experience, honestly. Like, I feel like it was dope. You feel me? I like being able to, like, collab with artists and just be able to collab with people, you know what I mean, that you, like, you work with. You feel me? In general, like, you work closely with on, like, different projects and shit like that. So that shit was hard. You feel me? So
this nigga was aggressive, bro. Carter was like,
you fucking bozos!
Who's you?
You motherfucking There's a lot of there's a lot of story behind
that. There's so much history behind it.
Weezy said his shots at, bro.
I probably shouldn't say, but
oh, there's a person.
It was a couple people.
Yeah, group
of
people.
Oh, you know too.
I'm already knowing.
Are they still in the scene?
They know. They made the song again. I feel like it's fine to talk about because they know also. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like it's not that big of a deal. It's also not like an active thing. So
let's get this exclusive.
Yeah. Man. So.
If niggas got a problem
with
it. If any of them niggas got a problem with it, you can come talk. You can talk to me about it. You can talk to me about it.
On the podcast with it.
You already heard Nate. He said talk to him about it.
Talk to me about it.
I feel like I gotta put this out there first. I love these guys. Like, now, you know, there's a lot of love and we're on the same page. Yeah. So this was about some. I was friends with a group of people at the time at Zoomix. Mm. We went by Project Method, and we weren't really doing as much as I wanted to, you know? We were kind of just fucking around all the time. We weren't really putting, like, our best foot forward. And there's so much shit I wanted to do. I wanted to go out to more events. I wanted to, like, make more music. But every time we recorded, we did one song, did one verse, and that was it. We went out to, like, eat. We went out to, like, fuck around, you know, talk to girls or whatever. And we weren't, like, focused. So one day, I was like, yeah, like, we can't be doing this shit no more. Like, we fucking suck. And it was the way I said it that they kind of took that, like, as a, like, disrespect. And they were like, yeah, we can't, like, be around you anymore because you said that. And, like, you know, I understand it, like, in retrospect, like, the way I said it. Like, how I said it and how I
you
came across.
You fucking bozos is holding me back, nigga.
You heard the track, bro. He had that energy, bro.
Because the thing is that, like, after dropping this song, this is when, like, niggas was, like, calling the police and shit.
Yeah, they fucking, so I had a track before that I dropped.
I have a theory. Nigga thinks that it's, nigga thinks that
it's Project Method. I know it'll win shit, bro.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
That was, like, six years ago.
I was about to say, nah.
That's the perfect time to do it. You'd be like, why would I have small? It's 6 years. They've been holding that grudge. Yo, believe,
get the fuck out of here,
believe me.
Bro.
Let me tell y'all something, bro. I'm not going to get too specific because you feel me? But I'm just telling you, I had to deal with somebody during the week that did me greasy. And it made me feel a way that I haven't felt in a very long time, bro. You feel me? And it made me think, yo.
About to ride on some ups?
I'm not about to do it now, but March
stop,
might.
Stop.
March
stop,
might come
stop,
around.
Stop. Shh.
Put it in the music, nigga.
Thanks. But I think that's one of the things that I think was like most interesting about that time is that like it's just a song. You feel me? At the end of the day, and niggas all like have each other's numbers and all this shit. It's like it's really just like that's like, it's growing pains. You feel me? It's like niggas have to go through shit in order to get to the other side and like just grow stronger because of it and like all the shit. Feel me? I think that it's cool that niggas is cool with each other now because y'all like were like. Even just thinking back at like everyone that was involved, it's like all of you guys play such a significant portion, like part in like where we are now as far as like Boston's hip hop history. Feel me? In Boston, the community right now, you feel me? Like I was rapping in like competitions with fucking Junior Biggie at the time. You feel me? And like that shit, you feel me? And like that's the type of shit. Like it was like I'm seeing like the growth and like the history behind all that shit. And now niggas is still making music to this day and doing their thing. You feel me? And influencing people like EXO and others that I know of to like continue and push forward. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like all the like beef and shit, like the shit was like it's corny, you feel me? All the shit. But niggas be angry, niggas get it out how they get it out, and now it's dead.
Music's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Is there any response track that we can listen to?
No. So what happened
it
was
too lazy to do it, nigga.
All right.
Like,
no, listen.
I do not know this.
Just like that, the beef came back.
No, bullshit. This nigga forcing it, bro. He's on the
I ain't gonna have beef with you, nigga.
I'm gonna say
when they do the Boston documentary, they're gonna put insert this clip. It's gonna be a black and white nigga.
I might be on a nigga like the beginning.
It's gonna be like, yo, that's the goal. Things were good in the community. Or were they?
That's the goal.
I want to tell you.
That's what it's going to be negative and shit.
Yeah, that's what he just says.
I want to be in the beginning of one of y'all diss tracks. You feel me?
Nah, I got.
Motherfucking bozos.
Nigga, you need to drop a track, bro.
I will say, I can't make a diss track towards a nigga that's not a rapper.
Hey, man, we'll talk about this shit off mic.
Nigga's going to drop okay, a diss cast.
I just want y'all to know.
A diss cast. That's hard.
Heat is coming, bro. That's it.
See, stop you fucked up. You wasn't even supposed to say
I wasn't even supposed to say it, right?
You supposed to say that.
I was supposed to drop on their head top. So I think
just set them back, self back another 8 months by saying that.
That's a fact. Hey, quick question.
This nigga Rob is nice, bro. Niggas already know that.
Between y'all,
who do y'all
think had a better verse on that?
Putting
y'all on the spot.
I don't know. To me, I feel like it's like around equal because he's talking about a very specific topic and I'm just talking shit in general. So it's like, it's kind of like,
pointing. I'll give it to Nate. Just I feel like I sound like I'm not fully there yet.
Yeah, I enjoyed Carter's verse better, but the delivery was better in Nate's verse.
Yeah, I guess that was an impression.
Like Carter's verse was more entertaining.
I like that. Yeah. I like the energy.
Subject matter.
It puts so me, it's more pointed.
You feel me? And it's like I can't take away anything for like because technique wise, your verse is like the more technical.
For sure.
You feel me? But like it kind of gets into that that space of like. Rappity rap rap.
I felt real heavy.
You feel me?
That's the facts.
It's
that's
like,
what I was saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
I was like, niggas don't rap like this no more.
He's
no,
saying something, bro.
Wait.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Say with your chest.
I said pause.
Kai said, all because I said his verse felt heavy. If it
no, no, he said it felt real heavy. He said it felt real heavy.
You're looking for something there, my nigga. Yo, like, your mind is trying something. To make it into something that is
pause,
not.
Pause, we
nigga.
Off that.
Like,
yeah, nigga.
Pause, we off that. We off that.
We off what?
I don't know, bro. This nigga.
I got my answer, actually.
What's up?
I was never on it, but I really don't fuck with Crocs, my nigga. I have no problem. I'm not with Crocs.
No bullshit. I'll stand on that, bro. Niggas, bro, we was making fun of niggas wearing Crocs. Now everybody want to wear Crocs, bro. Niggas getting older, bro. The fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, bro?
Niggas have no morals. It's the same niggas
saying,
I was talking
bro.
Hella shit when I was wearing Crocs.
Wait,
when
I'm
I was
saying,
a kid.
Bro.
Are you feeling away because
they're
hey,
nah,
it's
literally the same
you,
niggas.
Bro,
it's
that's
the
what I'm
same
saying,
niggas.
Bro. No bullshit. I remember all that shit, bro. You niggas is flippy, floppy, wishy washy, bro. I can't forget it, bro. You feel me?
I can't forget
it. If you was rocking it back then, I then you feel me? But if you was making
but
fun of niggas wearing
wasn't.
It, that's what I'm saying, bro.
But it depends how you was wearing it. Was y'all wearing it in sport mode, though?
I wasn't wearing it. I didn't wear them. I was making fun of niggas wearing
it. It depends.
I was never on it.
Okay.
I've never fucked with it, and I never
you know
will.
What I was never on no that we never was on that? Paying for your verified checks.
Yeah, you're bugging, bro. We
hey,
should have done that.
Did it. How you feel about that?
Yo, apparently he got like a bunch of followers, engagement, all
that. A couple of niggas did. Hey, but guess man. What? I can't see none of you niggas' checks because I ain't update my shit. So none of you niggas is verified. So
that's
nigga, you paying for nothing.
On the Android
nigga,
side, that shit don't even, that shit never even applied.
Tomo ain't never seen no fleets. Tomo don't even know his face.
Come on, don't do
that.
I had fleets, nigga. Come on, the fleets was, I still have fleets.
Tomo don't know what voice tweets look like.
He said, y'all can't see that. So I still got that. Thanks, nigga. I still got
food. I'll be talking bad shit on my
food. I toast that shit down
today. Oh, man. Oh, shit. But, Phil, hey, before we wrap up, I just want to, you know, Phil, show love to the community. It's very community-heavy podcast. You know, RP, Hefe Replay. But let's, like, shout out to the what the community.
Wrapping up, bro?
We are wrapping up because...
I do got one question, bro.
What's up?
Yo, why you scam niggas, bro?
Whoa.
Why you scam niggas?
On that
niggas?
One show, bro.
What show?
What is this?
Oh, nigga, Nate know the show.
Oh, facts.
Me and Nate was supposed to perform, bro.
Facts.
There was mad niggas on the bill. But there was that one, and I want, bro.
Facts.
Why you scam niggas out of moving, bro? You were supposed to move. And
you were supposed to. I was about to ask you, how are you still here?
I mean, was that not part of like the acting?
No, right now. Wait, what show?
I forgot that. It was before you did your most recent one that was at the jungle. It was leading up to that. There was a show. It was supposed to, and then I forgot who else was in the chat. It was me and Nate. I think Exo was in there too. And we had to send you bread for the venue type shit. Never you was like pushing back. It for mad long type shit.
And then the event never happened?
I got my bread back.
I ain't get my bread back.
I sent it to you though, right?
You got the bread back because you was on his ass. Where my bread at?
I can send it to you.
Yeah, send me that.
How much was it?
Bro, while his car is destroyed, come on, bro. Come on, man.
It's retroactive.
No, that show got fucking... It was a whole thing with, like, the venue, because I was working with Erica at the time at Far Out.
Oh, yeah.
And...
This nigga threw his own Fire Fest.
No bullshit. Send the bread, though. No bullshit.
But that became the one at the jungle. That's the one I had you at.
So you made up for it?
No, send the bread.
How much was it?
It was 50.
50 bills.
You crying over 50 bills?
Nigga, don't you owe me like 90 still?
That was a bet.
I'm saying, you owe him 100 bills, nigga. I made
up for it in gas.
You're still making up for it in gas.
I don't know. I'm taking a couple of trips. You see how expensive gas is, bro? I might have made up for it and then some, nigga.
Nah.
Who knows, bro?
Still owe me at least like 60.
What was it? Based off of bowling? Like, if I don't get this strike, I give you 100?
Bro, no, you should have never said it, bro.
Is that if you don't get the spare? And what you really shouldn't have done is look at everyone and be like, whoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Nigga, bad job.
Because you did. That was what really made it solidified.
And this is why you don't gamble.
For sure.
Nigga, you have a gambling problem.
I haven't gambled since last summer, bro.
Nigga, 8-ball pool?
But explain why, though.
Huh? You wasn't betting on 8-ball pool?
I wasn't betting my own money on that on the pool.
Okay.
You said listen to my own experiences, folks. Don't do it.
Look out. Groove Renaissance on Black Friday.
Yes.
Saboa Davis and Flames Brown.
Happy belated birthday to our guy, Tomo. 24 years old. Getting old, man. And
Dos Cuatro.
Where the Dos Cuatro album out?
Groove Renaissance.
Flames Brown is making his debut. Yeah, I like it. I'm excited. I'm genuinely excited for it. The cover's got me excited. It feels like it's a step in a different direction. Like, is it really like groove heavy? Like, will I feel that vibe?
Yeah, it's a lot of jazz samples, a lot of jazz inspired beats. Yeah.
You haven't heard any of the songs?
I haven't. A-Team. I've heard A-Team. So I'm
not. Come on, fuck with you.
Genuinely excited. Hey, man, I'd rather wait for the surprise. You feel me? I'd rather wait for the surprise. But yeah, how you feeling? Just to wrap it up, you feel me? You went to the aquarium.
I did. I was looking at some penguins and shit, nigga. And I was touching the stingrays, and I seen a sail, bro. Them sails, bro, are just dogs, bro, that have like fins, bro, in the
water,
bro.
They call them sea dogs. Yo,
that's crazy. They call them sea lions.
Sea dogs too.
That's crazy.
There's a team called the Sea Dogs. It's a minor league baseball team.
For the Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
That shit was fun, though. I haven't been to the aquarium in a grip. You really, really take for granted how many things we have out here. No bullshit. Mm. To see a penguin firsthand, like, damn, nigga, this is fucking penguin, bro.
That nigga's not in his right habitat.
I was about to say that part, too, though. It's kind of fucked up.
But still,
it's cool, though.
I was thinking that same shit.
You and a nigga was selling the penguins?
Nigga, you just say you want to buy a monkey, bro. What about you?
I did say that. Yeah.
You do remember that though, right? During the pandemic when a nigga was selling penguins?
I think so.
Shit was wild.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? You got penguins?
Oh, he had a penguin on the. When niggas was. I'm hip. When they was breaking and everything, he got a penguin, bro. No bullshit. Yo, shout out Boston, man. You know what I'm saying,
sure.
Bro?
I love this place, man.
I just want to say, if you've been watching and listening to the pod for a while now, you know, I've been pushing to, you know, see y'all. And you know, happiness. You feel me?
Nigga, you need to push some music.
Shut the fuck. I'm trying to like be sentimental a little bit, bro.
Wait, when, bro?
I'm just
when
saying.
When have you put this energy
I
up?
I was pushing for happiness on y'all. You feel
when?
Me?
When?
Because at the time, I was the only one receiving that happy. But to see, you know.
What are you saying?
Bro, let me get to what I'm trying to say, bro.
What are you trying
to.
Well, can you even look at this?
I was
the only one that was happy. Y'all niggas never had happy.
Basically just saying because niggas is in relationships now.
Yeah, bro. Like to see Tomo be so like a cupcaking ass nigga, I was like, yo, it warmed my heart, bro. I was like,
this
yo,
a demon,
I love
bro.
That for him, bro.
He doesn't have like,
I love that
for, yo, what y'all gotta work together on how y'all can like figure
I'm
out the way you talk about
I love that for him.
You and, love for him that he's a cupcaking ass nigga.
That's not a diss, bro.
Nigga just
like
him, bro.
You shouldn't have me about Drake when he's like, he's the guy to be like, yo, guys, really needed this tonight.
Yes, I'm that guy. You feel, I'm happy for all of y'all. We all locked in, bro. You feel me? I love it. I love it. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Why did you just say that then? Nigga said, you remember bro. When I was saying I wish happiness upon you because I feel like I'm the only one that has
bro.
This happiness.
Nigga, I wasn't happy before, bro.
it's completion. You feel me? It's like additional happiness.
I'm an incomplete human.
No, you was complete.
Ah, man, so bull.
You wasn't. You didn't know happiness before I wished it upon you, my brother.
It's extra happy. You know, it's
I
a different level.
Intention,
it's a different level.
I get the intention.
You don't feel like you're in a different space now, bro.
Hebrews to Negroes.
Jesus, bro.
All right.
Hey, man, it's been another episode of Bad for the Community. If y'all made it this far, make sure y'all like, subscribe. Hey, man, appreciate you coming through. Like I said, the intention is not to, you feel me, attack or like point. Like we pointed these things out because, you feel me, there's this interpretation of how you may feel like the community is viewing you. But I think it's important to clear that shit up and let them know what your intentions is. Because I feel like if you let shit, you know, get lost in translation, and social media is not always the best way to kind of explain that, you feel me? Because people can't tell what's your intentions behind words on like text, you feel me, without the tone, without understanding, you know, where this is coming from. So hopefully, you know, being on the platform allowed you to kind of like explain that, you feel me? And if there's any last remarks you want to make, you feel me, this is the time to do it before we head off.
No, I appreciate you guys for having me. I know you guys were talking about it for a while, and I'm just glad to be here, you know. Thank you guys for showing me support and love and, you know, having the conversation with me and for me to be able to, like, clarify some things if I did, you know.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. You feel me? And, you know, we just trying to see everybody grow. I love all popping out to these events and, like, seeing, like, I don't be worrying about, like, something popping off. It's a very positive community for the most part. Unless people keep it in their secret and be like, oh, I fucking hate that dude behind closed doors. But for the most part, it's love. And I hope that continues to be a thing as we, you know, transcend to the next level of hopefully actually seeing, like, success beyond just
in Boston.
And
that's kind of what I regret seeing in, like, my post about, like, the window. Like, because the community out here is, like, amazing, you know. It's brought me so many things and I've met so many people. So it's not communities for or anyone out here. It was just one person, you know, they're at fault for it.
Yeah,
thanks.
Hey man, we appreciate y'all. Have a great rest of your week.